fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Firearms Monday. The prepper tip of the day, you probably have a team you work with, family members, church people you go to church with, maybe neighbors. Your team needs to elect a commander, and then you need to appoint people in charge of communications, medical treatment, intelligence, light weapons, and engineers, basically a Special Forces A team. With what's coming at us, that would be very wise. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website's freedomcentertraining.com. And Sam, you were giving us some discourse on why and how boat tail bullets do what they do, sir.
Yeah, there's 2 main advantages to a boat tail bullet. The first, of course, is it loses velocity at a slower rate. Its velocity decays at a slower rate, so it carries more energy downrange, can do more work at longer distances. The second advantage is that because calling the wind on long shots is the most difficult thing we do as a shooter or a sniper, the boat tail bullet, when it is canted in a crosswind, the vacuum side of the bullet is reduced, so the pressure balance is closer to ideal, so it drifts less in the wind. And that's a major advantage to any long-range shooter trying to hit a target with the first shot.
Okay, so basically it's stability is what it boils down to, stability and accuracy.
It's not stability. Actually, a boat tail bullet is going to be generally less stable than a flat base. So technically you need a faster twist rate to stabilize a boat tail of the same weight as a flat base bullet. But what it does do is it reduces the vacuum component, which is responsible for about 80% of the drift.
Okay, the other question I had, if you would, is we were shooting yesterday at my house, and my son brought over a 308 that he has. He pulled the scope out of the box. It was a fight for Dad to try to convince him to strap it to the gun rest and strap, They could strap it down to the table, don't move the rifle, and three shots were on target. But I noticed when he put this, in the bullseye on three rounds at 100 yards. So the thing that I did notice, I looked through his scope, and I told him, your scope's not level. You've got a right-hand canned. He could not see it. I could not convince him. So is there a way?
Yes.
Is there a way kind of jury rig the vertical, the vertical reticle, okay, or whatever you want
to
call it?
Let's talk about this. So you're talking about how do we mount a scope straight? Is that your question?
Yeah, he had a slight right-hand cant on his horizontal line.
Yeah, that's
line.
No
he
good.
Couldn't see it.
Okay.
He could
so
not
the
see
proper
it.
Way, proper way to mount a scope, it's fairly simple. You do have to have a vise that can hold the gun still. So you've got to get the gun level, okay? You've got to get the gun perfectly straight. We use an electronic angle finder that goes to 1/100 of a degree. We can get a gun pretty straight in a vise, okay? Step number one, get the gun level clamped in a vise where it can't move. Get your scope rings properly mounted, scope caps off. You set the scope in there. You put one ring on it, and you tighten two screws, one on each side of the ring, but you don't tighten them very much. You just snug them down lightly. Now, you go out 50 yards. Do you know what a plumb bob is?
Yes.
It's this little weight that hangs on a string and makes the string perfectly vertical.
Right.
So you stick that out. I usually take orange chalk. Okay, and I coat the string with orange chalk so it's really easy to see through the scope. And I hang that out at 50 yards, and I stick the scope on there, and I set the vertical crosshair dead on the plumb bob with the rifle level. And then I snug the screws down just a tiny bit on each side because the scope will turn if you give a lot of turns to one screw. So you've got to take your time
right. And
go back and forth on each side of the cap. And when you get it good and tight, then in you look at your vertical crosshair and make sure it's still dead on that plumb bob on the string, right? The string of that.
Right.
Gravity's a very consistent thing. You can always count on that giving you a perfectly vertical line. And as long as you've leveled your rifle properly, then you set the scope on there, and that's exactly where it needs to be.
Well, I tell you how I did it as pop. Okay, I've got a plumb bob, but I didn't think about it. I just leveled the rifle on the bench. I went and got a framing square, and I put a framing square on the side of the stock, and he's, Dad, that's not going to work. I said, twist the rifle to the right a little bit. Watch it come off the square. And we got it on... dead center in three rounds. So apparently what I did worked, but he still got the cant. And you can't get proper adjustment. My truck driving mind says there's no way you're ever going to be dead on if you want precision much out past 100 yards. Not doing what I did.
Oh, yeah. You can get, with the right tools and a plumb bob, you can get the scope perfect if you know what you're doing.
Well, that was a question that I had, and then you brought up one other one, but my question left when you're talking about, before you were talking about leveling a scope. It's not a high-dollar scope. It's probably a $250 scope, but you don't want to be blowing $2 rounds unnecessarily and then being discouraged because you're wasting boxes of ammo trying to get on target. So,
well, there's a lot of silly devices out there that people buy to try and level scopes. Don't do that. Those bubble levels, they don't work. They're like plus or minus a degree. They're not even in the zip code of the level of accuracy you want when you mount a scope.
How important is it if you have the ability and you've got... I know your custom rifles are probably in... $3,000 or $4,000 range, but say you had a $1,000 gun and a $600 scope, and not even that. How important is it to lap the scope rings or to have them lap.
So you have to understand the purpose for lapping scope rings. The purpose for lapping scope rings is to be able to clamp the scope into the rings stress-free. That way, as things heat up and cool down, they move around less, and you have less problems with point of aim shift. So, how straight is your Picatinny rail? How precisely made are your rings? Actually, lapping rings is a really good thing. Now, normally, you can just check it with a scope ring lap. You give it a few strokes and see if you've got high spots or see if it's lapping in all the way around the bottom half of the rings. If it's lapping the whole ring at the same time with a few strokes, you don't need to keep lapping. It's good to go. If you put it on there and it's on the right edge of the front ring and the back edge of the rear ring, you've got problems. You know, and so you need to figure out why those rings aren't square to each other and properly lined up, because it takes a long time to lap something that's actually offline. That's
okay.
You
know, one other question:
we use the lap to check the rings.
If you were going to torque some rings down, top clamp on the ring, I know a lot of people tend to come down too hard and they're crushing the tube. I don't understand it. So what would the proper torque be if you were able to torque it?
The proper torque on a scope ring depends on what fastener is being used. Some use 6x28 screws. Some use 8x40 screws. There's all different types of screws. So you have to know what type of screw you have, what size screw, what thread pitch, what quality of screw you have, okay? But you crush the tube when you get the tightness too high and off balance. So some scope rings have 4 screws, some scope rings have 6 screws. We use scope rings that have 6 screws per cap, and we typically torque the center screw to 20 inch pounds, and the outside screws, you've got 3 on each side, so the middle screw's got 20 inch pounds. And the outside screws closer to the edge of the scope ring have 18 inch pounds. Now, there's other scope rings, these big, heavy 6 screw rings that we use on the 50 cals, where we put 25 inch pounds on the center screws and 24 inch pounds on the side screws. But that's a larger screw with a different thread pitch. The key is to understanding what fastener you're using and getting the proper amount of stretch. So you need to have a lubricant. You know, a lot of people want a Loctite screws. That's not necessarily the best option. What you need is the proper lubricant on the screw, the proper torque, which then gives you the appropriate stretch on the fastener, and it won't vibrate loose, or it won't break, and it won't crush your tube. But fasteners is a whole engineering subject in and of itself. And you need to understand what's the proper lube for that fastener, what's the thread pitch, what's the material of the fastener, and from those facts, you can determine whether you need 15 inch pounds, 18 inch pounds, 20 inch pounds, or 25 inch pounds on that particular fastener.
All right, well, you've answered 3 questions that are pretty important to me, so thank you.
Well, thank you for the call. Great questions, John.
Great question, John. We do appreciate it. Thank you for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Did we get past the farm's tip of the week, sir?
Did we get back? I think we blew right through it with some phone calls.
We did. Yeah, let's go ahead and do that, sir, if you got one for us.
Yeah, the firearms tip of the week is you need to get a scope with a minute of angle reticle, get it zeroed, and practice with it. You need to learn to use hold points so you're not dialing. Dialing your elevation and your windage is slow. These modern laser-etched CNC reticles are so precise, there's absolutely no reason on earth you would ever have to dial unless you're shooting farther than your reticle can take you. You're much faster and much more accurate if you use the proper hold point on your reticle and learn to not dial your scope.
Well, that's what we learned over the weekend, wasn't it, sir?
Boy, it sure was. And so did you see the look on Travis's face when I did the demo with JC's rifle?
Yeah, it was priceless. Yep.
So what I typically do for the students is I take somebody that's got a good, accurate semi-auto rifle, and I tell them, okay, I'll pay you for 5 rounds. And I take 5 rounds, I load them in the magazine, I set up their gun on the targets, and I'll shoot a target at 300, 600, 800, and 1,000, or whatever, you know, whatever the distances are. I'll shoot multiple targets at multiple distances in about 6-7 seconds. And it makes an impression on the student as to how proficient someone who's practiced with the type of system that we teach can be at killing targets at different ranges extremely quickly.
And speed's what it's all about. There's all kinds of handheld electronic devices for people to do these complex calculations, which take time and make you dependent on something that uses a battery, both of which are bad, in my opinion. What do you think, sir?
Well, I think if you want to develop a really good plan to die quickly in a firefight, you should figure out how to make yourself more dependent on technology and less dependent on that computer between your ears. My personal opinion. Of course, I'm in the very small minority in that opinion these days, but I've seen so many people break down under stress trying to get technology to work. I mean, I could have killed them 37 times in the time it takes them to get their Kestrel working. Throw those things away. Learn to use the computer between ears. That's what Sam Andrews says, and trust me, that's good advice.
It is, absolutely. Our next caller is Thomas in Texas. Good morning, Thomas.
Hey, John. Hey, Sam. Sam, on the bullets, you talked about the Botel and how it reduces basically the vacuum component, the low pressure side. My question is there a point of diminishing returns? Like, wouldn't we eventually, if that's the case, go to a fully cone bullet?
No, because you reach a point of diminishing returns where you cause stability issues, okay, and you're not carrying enough mass. So the idea is to get as much energy down range as you can at a minimal drift performance, you know, minimizing wind drift. And if you went to a cone on both sides, it would be, I mean, it would almost be impossible to stabilize the bullet. And your accuracy would suffer enormously. People tried it. You know, that was tried back in, you know, like 1915 kind of thing. But you have to realize that there's definitely a law of diminishing returns, not just in energy, but also in accuracy.
Okay. My second question, kind of off topic. Can anybody look at a barrel to tell if it's hammer forged or, you know, cut or button rifled? Just by looking
at it?
You
can usually tell from a bore scope if you're looking at a hammer forged barrel. It can be quite difficult to distinguish between a cut rifled barrel and a button rifled barrel just by looking at it. Some manufacturers, their cutters have fairly small radiuses, which the button rifled barrel manufacturers don't usually use super sharp corners on their buttons. So that might be sort of an indication, but it wouldn't be foolproof. It's just better to know who manufactured the barrel.
Okay. Because the reason I ask is, I guess I have a couple rifles, I mean barrels that I bought, like, you know, back before 2016, and I was going to call you eventually about building around them, but I don't...
Hold that thought, Thomas. Okay, we've got a break.
Let's everybody hold on. We have a break.
Come back from the break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, a great discount for every unit you buy of EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. Yes, this is Firearms Monday, and we have Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, taking your questions, calls, and comments. The website is freedomcentertraining.com, and Sam's busy building rifles Monday and Tuesday, but he will start answering the phone Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Let's continue with the topic of these barrels here, Sam.
Go ahead, Thomas.
Yeah, I was just saying that I have a couple barrels from Deltron, and I think around 15 they started using the either the cut or the button rifle, but I'm not sure. So the point was that let's just say like I sent it to you and we're able to build around it, but then we determine it's hammer forge. At that point, is it even worth building around, or would I just shoot? Should I want to get a new barrel that's not hammer-forged?
Well, a hammer-forged barrel is generally a little harder on the surface than a cut-rifled barrel. So it may last, 10% longer. But keep in mind, these barrels typically aren't nitrided. Is this one nitrided?
No, I think it's chromoly because it says CM on the barrel. It is a 1-in-7 twist, by the way.
Yeah, 1-in-7 twist. So something like that would make a good practice barrel for short-range work. hammer forged barrels tend to have a tremendous amount of stress in them. It's very difficult to stress relieve them completely. And so the accuracy of the barrel will suffer because of that in a real world environment. So you wouldn't want to use a hammer forged barrel for something to shoot past 300, 400 yards, but it certainly would be useful to use for an AR-15, say at close range work or practice, you know, training type environment. It'd be just fine.
Could it still be nitrided afterwards?
If it's not chrome lined and it's just a straight chrome moly barrel, we can absolutely nitride it.
Okay. Cool. Just a last side note, Sam, every time you give what I call them wisdom nuggets, I've been saving them, and I take a lot of old podcasts and I put them on a Blu-ray player, and supposedly they're rated for 1,000 years, and that's an EMP bag and everything, so your wisdom is going to live on as long as you know we're here, I think.
Well, thank you, Thomas. I'll take that as a compliment.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
Hey, great to hear your voice. Thanks for calling, Thomas.
Okay, thank you. Our next caller is Ken in Oregon. Good morning, Ken.
Morning, John. Good morning, Sam. I got a question about thermal, Sam.
Yes, sir.
I've got an associate who has an ATN Thor 4. Wondering what your thoughts on that particular unit are, if you're familiar with it at all.
Well, I wouldn't buy one. I mean, it okay. doesn't have the performance that we require. You know, we have standards that we set as far as thermals that we purchase, things we want them to be able to do at the bare minimum. And ATN's warranty, last time I checked, was like 1 year or 2 years. It wasn't significant. And a lot of people that have bought ATNs have had issues with them. I don't consider them one of the more reliable thermals on the market. I would much prefer an IRAY with a 5-year warranty, which has tremendous performance from their 640 by 480 thermal engine, or a Trigicon, which has the, I believe, the BAE 640 by 480 12 micron 60 hertz engine, which is cream of the crop, top tier as far as performance go.
Okay, I was just kind of curious. We got into a discussion about him the other day. He has one, and that's what he was very familiar with them from when he was in the military and working with the company. But he said, what does this guy think about him? I said, I don't know. How about if I call and ask? So
There's more reliable units out there, and there's units that have better performing engines than the ATN. And the combination of the better warranty and the better performance out in the world in a variety of conditions, I personally would stay away from the ATNs.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the advice.
Roger that.
All right, Ken. Thank you for the call. We got open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. It was no mistake that the 2308 guys, myself and Marty, we both had the exact same factory ammunition. I'm not a reloader, not yet anyway. I'm looking into it. But having high-quality ammunition is certainly imperative if you want the best accuracy, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, the ammunition is a hugely important part of the system, particularly if you're going to shoot past 300 yards. It becomes absolutely critical.
So people need to be aware of that. Well, how can people, how people can find the best ammunition? We have a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday. Firearms Monday on Monday, this 27th day of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. No, don't use a search engine. Just put my website address right into your browser. I do private consultations, details at the top of my homepage. We have some new products available. We've got Professor McKinney's water filters now listed on my website. And, of course, the Daily Intelligence Briefing. And right next to that, we encourage you to please consider donating to the Freedom Center USA Legal Defense Fund. You've got a quick and easy way to make a PayPal donation. You want to mail a check or a money order, the physical address to mail that is there also. Legal defense is very expensive. Last but not least, the energy cleaner. If you got arthritis pain, you want to get past that, get back to doing the things you love, going for a walk in the park, maybe playing tennis, going dancing, whatever it might be. You need an energy cleaner. You want to get the best night's sleep since you've been a child? You also need an energy cleaner. Details at my website where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is there. And, of course, I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews. The website for Freedom Center USA is freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. You want to order a custom rifle built, sign up for some training, maybe order some thermal imaging, That's phone number will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, is there another thermal imaging group article taking place right now, sir?
Yeah, we've got some checks coming in this week for thermal. We'll probably make the buy possibly, I want to say, probably a week from tomorrow.
Okay, so people need to get that check in ASAP to get it to.
Yeah, if they want to get in on next week's buy, they probably need to get me a check by Friday.
Right, right. Well, overnight mail works, doesn't it, sir?
Sure does.
Absolutely. We have open lines. You want to ask a question, have a comment about rifles, pistols, ammunition, training, and ammunition reloading, anything of that nature, even legislation. Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Anything on the legislative scene that we need to become aware of here, Sam?
Well, not that I can think of, but in the tradition that was started last week, I think we have to do our equipment review, do we not?
That would be good. Let's do that.
So this week, I want to talk a little bit about backpacks. Last week, we made some recommendations on boots. And this week, I want to talk about backpacks. So if you're packing a bug out bag, or if you're using a backpack on a regular basis and plan on using that as your bug out bag, I would highly recommend you go to a particular company and purchase your pack. Years ago, there was a backpack manufacturer called Dana Designs. So Dana sold that company. He started a new company. Now, this company isn't brand new. It's been around over 10 years now. But they make the highest quality packs in the world. They make them for our special forces. They make them for other countries' special forces. And they have the best materials, the best craftsmanship, the best sewing. If you need a backpack that absolutely will not fail you, you go to a website called mysteryranch.com. Okay? That's the company you want to buy a pack from. Now, these packs are not cheap. We're talking the high-end packs. I'm going to make a lower price recommendation here in a minute. But if you want a durable pack that can handle tactical weight gear, ammo, rifles, all of the radio comms, all of the stuff that you'll carry in a tactical situation and not fail on you, and you're not a woman that is 5'1" and 78 pounds soaking wet, you're going to want to look at the Mystery Ranch packs. And there's two packs that I'll make a recommendation. The first pack, the name of that pack is called the Overload. Okay? That's the name of the pack, and it retails for $750, and I'm sure it has options that can make the price go even higher. Now, if you're a physically large man that has big clothes, big boots, big guns, big water supply, there's another pack that I want to recommend. This is the pack that I own. I'm 6'4", so I can handle a 130-pound pack that has a lot of volume to it. This pack made by Mystery Ranch is called the Blackjack 100. So they make the Blackjack in an 80 cubic inch, 100 cubic inch, and a 50 cubic inch. And those are all outstanding packs. Now, if you want something in between, let's say you're 5'10", 5'9", and you don't need an 80 cubic inch pack, and a 50 cubic inch pack is too small, they make a pack called the 6500, which is an outstanding pack. My wife is 5'10". She's really strong, grew up a rancher's daughter in Wyoming. She's tough as nails, got strong legs. I bought her a 6500 in multicam. So these are the highest quality backpacks known to man. There's just nothing finer out there. Now, let's talk about option two. So let's say you don't have $900 to spend on a backpack. let's say that you're not 6 foot four, 230 pounds, and weight training three times a week. Let's say you're a normal housewife. You're 5 foot four, 5 foot six. You weigh 130, 150 pounds. You don't have $1,000 for a backpack, but you need a good pack that you can use occasionally and you can use for a bug out bag. There's another company that I really like, and the name of this company is called Osprey. And the reason I like Osprey is because their packs are extremely comfortable for women. They're made of very lightweight materials, where a Mystery Ranch pack, empty, might weigh 7.5 pounds. An Osprey pack might weigh 3 pounds. And they're very comfortable and very durable for the weight of the materials they're made from. Now, their top-of-the-line pack, called the Aether, it's A-E-T-H-E-R, runs under $400. Sometimes you can find them on sale for $300. Okay, and they make them in 100, an 85, a 70, a 60. So you can find them in a size that will fit you. Now, the other option, if you're a woman and you're very hippie, and I don't mean hippie as in 1960s hippie, I mean you have a very skinny waist and relatively large diameter hips, so that there's quite an angle from your waist to your hip bone. If your hips aren't straight up and down like a dude, and you're actually shaped like a curvy woman with a skinny waist and large hips, they make a pack that you'll find much more comfortable, okay? And it's called the Archeon, A-R-C-H-E-O-N. And they make an Archeon for women. And the difference is the angle of the belt of the pack. So the most important thing on the pack is the belt. The belt must fit you. It must have padding in the right place. It must lay on your hips, because when you're properly wearing a loaded pack, 80 to 90% of the weight should be on the belt. If you've tightened the straps to the point where 40% of the weight is on your shoulders, you've made a huge mistake. Because now every time you breathe, your diaphragm and shoulders have to lift 40% of the weight of that pack. So it's absolutely critical that you buy a pack that the belt fits your hip shape, and that you learn to adjust the straps and the belt on the pack so that the vast majority of weight is being supported on the backpack belt and not on the shoulder straps. Stay away from backpacks that have shoulder straps but no padded belt. They're useless. You could wear them for an hour or two and then you're done. If you need a pack for serious work, got to buy a pack with a quality belt that fits you properly so you can support the weight on your hips and your waistline close to your center of gravity. That'll help you control the pack, and it'll allow you to breathe, and allow you to carry the pack all day and all day the next day and all day the next day after that and be comfortable.
I recall, Sam, when the Army introduced the Alice backpack in the late 70s, we all thought we died and gone to heaven. It was such a vast improvement over what they had before with the padded waist belt and the frame. Of course, that we're looking at basically 40 years ago, but it was a vast improvement. Anything that makes your life more comfortable out in the bush is certainly welcome, isn't it, sir?
Oh, my goodness. The difference between a pack that fits you properly and a pack that doesn't is the difference between having back problems in an hour and 10 minutes and being able to carry a pack for a month and having zero issues. And that belt is the key. And of course, with the Alice pack, having that padded belt allowing you to transfer the weight to the center of your body around your waist and hips just makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. And there's upgrades. There's aftermarket padded belts and shoulder straps, both for the Alice backpack. Well, that's very important. That's a great update we're getting out there. It's going to help a lot of people, Sam.
Yeah, I am such a fan of Mystery Ranch. The guy that started Dana Designs and then sold the company and started Mystery Ranch, the guy is an absolute genius and a continuous improvement guy. He does materials research. he experiments, he spends tremendous amounts of money on product development and just builds the best stuff on planet Earth. You cannot go wrong with a Mystery Ranch pack as long as the belt fits your body shape.
That's good to know. That's real good to know. Because we got people listening to this that will take advantage of that, and they'll be very grateful for the information. We do have open lines if you got a question or comment at 512-248-8252. You're a big proponent of reloading, sir, and are the components, the primers were an issue? Are the primers starting to loosen up a bit?
Nope, primers are still an issue. It's amazing how there are just no primers for sale anywhere. You know, right after Sandy Hook happened, primers disappeared, ammo disappeared. This was in December of 2012. The Democrats started talking smack about gun control, and everybody went crazy, bought up all the ARs, bought up all the 22 rimfire ammo, bought up all the 223, 308, 9mm, 45 ammo. It disappeared from the shelves for the better part of a year and a half. And so did all the primers. But, you know, once primers came back in stock, about 2.5 years later, we bought a large number of primers. And I'm so glad we did that back in 2013, late 2013. And it was one of the smartest things I ever did, because I personally am not short of primers and never will be. But if you weren't smart enough to buy primers back in 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, when they were actually available, and now you're stuck, or you're a new shooter just getting into reloading and didn't realize that all of this was going on, I feel your pain. But I don't know what to say. There's just no primers.
Well, you're keyed into the industry pretty well. What any chance of that changing anytime soon that you're aware of, sir?
Not that I'm aware of. Unless a new manufacturer gets into the primer manufacturing business, and I know there are people talking about it, but the people that are talking about starting their own primer manufacturing are into the ammo manufacturing business. They want to make their own ammo and sell it, and they're going to use their primers to load into their ammo. And by the way, that's what all the companies that make primers are doing. They're loading primers into loaded ammunition because that's how their company makes the most margin. They're not selling excess primers. Every primer they make is going into ammunition that they're selling, because we're short on ammunition. So until the ammunition shortage goes away and the buying slows down on ammo, I don't expect to see primers being for sale anywhere in the country.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Well, the way the free market works is when there's demand, the free market meets that demand, but it may take a little bit, couldn't it?
Well, the problem in this situation, John, is we've been through this before. And so when demand spiked after Sandy Hook, a number of companies added new production lines, put on a third shift, built a new facility, and then once we caught up in 2015, demand dropped off the table, and those people were left hanging, and they lost their butts. They literally lost their shirts. And so right now, everyone with any skill and experience in ammo and primer manufacturing is very gun-shy, no pun intended, about adding any capacity because they got burnt the last time they did it.
Well, the easiest thing would be to, cost-effective would be to add another shift. If they're running two shifts, add a third shift. You don't have any capital investment that way.
Yeah, well, everybody's adding a third shift. I grew up in a manufacturing environment, and so I understand what a third shift does to a company. And here's the problem. What the third shift does is it takes away the availability that your maintenance team has to keep your equipment properly maintained. So let's say you own a printing press manufacturing company with 160 machinists, and you're running two shifts, 100 during the day and 60 machinists at night. You're running two shifts. So you've got two people on the same machine, but on different shifts. that third shift is the opportunity for your maintenance guy to get on that machine and do the scheduled maintenance. You start running three shifts, and all of a sudden, it's almost impossible to do the scheduled maintenance. You wind up having breakdowns and all kinds of problems. And so running three shifts in a manufacturing environment where machinery is required can be a very challenging thing to do well and to do in a profitable way.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Sam, it's been a fast 2 hours, to say the least. We've got about 2.5 minutes here to get out whatever information you think is most important, sir.
I think it's important to be in communication with your legislators, your state legislators. Make sure they know that you're not going to tolerate any kowtowing to tyranny. You've got to stand up, oppose mandatory mask orders, oppose mandatory vaccines. You've got to be vocal. You've got to be heard. This is the time to make the phone calls. Don't write letters. Don't write emails. Call the office. Tie their phones up. Tell them what you're thinking about this and how you will never, under any circumstances, accept federal orders to do anything with your body. It's time to stand up, people. There's no time like the present. Make the phone calls. Call your senator. Call your congressman. Make sure it's your state congressman and senator, not your federal congressman and senator. They're about useless these days. But make sure you stand up, you be heard, and do not comply. Vote with your wallet. If someone is requiring you to wear a mask to eat in their restaurant, ask for the manager and tell them you will never spend your money in their restaurant again and walk out and tell them why. It's time to be vocal, folks. It's time to push back. They want two societies. Let's give them two societies. Let's see when the producers that don't want this tyranny tell the non-producers that want control to hose off. Let's see how long their economy holds up. Let's put them to the test. Let's call their bluff. It's time to stand up.
Absolutely. I could not agree more, and I encourage people to do exactly what Sam said. Sam, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We look forward to having you back next Monday.
John, thank you. Let Freedom Ring. Have a great week.
All right. Well, tomorrow we should have our roundtable. I hope we have all three participants, Steve Van Noon, Jeff Nyquist, my friend Leon Green, and Wednesday, of course, Professor McKinney and Jeff Nyquist again. Thursday, we'll have Dr. Lynn Horowitz. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning essential oils now while you can. Your firearm ammunition, never, ever get a gun. Please have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central, and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.